Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning with Reb T, the show where we talk a Mishnah per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. I'm your host, Reb T. You could always email or question or send a comment or the like at MaximumTEE@Yahoo.com. Again, all episodes and all previous seasons are at www.anchor.fm/TaniG. That's Anchor, ANCHOR.FM/TANIG. We're in the middle of Perek 4, Chapter Dalet, or Perek Dalet, Chapter 4, as we like to mix things up, Dalet Yud 4:10, talking about limiting engagement in activities and engaging in Torah study. Rabbi Meir says, Hevi memaid ba'esek, limit your business activities v'asok ba'Torah, and engage in Torah study, v'hevi shefal ruach b'fnei kol adam, and be of humble spirit before every person. The imbatalta bitalta min haTorah, yeshlecha betelim harbe kenegdach. If you should neglect the study of Torah, you will be confronted with many causes of neglect. V'imamalta baTorah, but if you labor in the Torah, yeshlo sachar harbe litein lach. If you labor in the Torah, he has ample reward to give to you. Many life lessons here. Always Pirkei Avos has many life lessons, but especially here, especially today, there are such good things to know. We have to always be humble, the opposite of arrogance, the opposite of anger, and the opposite of humble of arrogance are the two things the Rambam teaches us to be the opposites. Usually he says do the middle path, but here you got to be opposite of anger, opposite of arrogance, got to be very humble. The best thing written about Moshe Rabbeinu was that he was the most humble on all earth. They could have said anything about Moshe. Hashem could have written anything, but he decided to say that he was the most humble. That was the most important thing to know, besides that he was an Eved Hashem, a servant of Hashem. Don't neglect the Torah study, because there's going to be many, many reasons to neglect it. If you push to do it as much as you can, Hashem will get the way for you. The way that a man or a woman wants to go, Hashem will lead them. So if you make room for it, you make time for it, Hashem will give you the time. And make sure you won't neglect the Torah. But if you do, then there'll be many, many reasons to neglect it. And if you do a good job, he has a lot of reward to give to you. So let's look a little bit at the commentary. Let's see what Rav Meir says. Consider the greatest scholar of his generation. If you see Erevin, you'll see Rabbi Meir studied first under Rabbi Akiva, then under Rabbi Yishmael, then again under Rabbi Akiva. In general, though, when the Mishnah anonymously cites a ruling, it usually reflects the opinion of Rav Meir. So that means he has a lot of stuff, a lot of things he says. Limit business activities engaged in Torah. Limit the time you spend earning a living so that you can make Torah study your primary occupation, not secondary. As Rav and Rav Yon explains, Rav Meir echoes the message of the preceding Mishnah and Shammai's call in Chapter 1 to make Torah study one's primary occupation, the pursuit of a livelihood as a secondary occupation, as Magen Avos also explains. Rameir exhorts one not to let the masses who make the pursuit of money their primary occupation influence them, for theirs is the way of fools. Rather, one should make Torah his primary goal, as Shlomo says, accept my discipline and not silver. Be of humble spirit. The Mishnah emphasizes that one should be humble before every person, even those of lesser stature, because really we're all equal before Hashem. When speaking to or interacting with others, he should behave as though they are his superiors. Acting in this manner will help one distance himself completely from the extremely repugnant and destructive trait of arrogance, as Rambam commentary and Rav Yonah also and Tosfos Yom Tov shows us. Rav and Magen Avos explain, one should be humble and willing to learn Torah from any person, even one of lesser caliber. And who is to decide who is of lesser caliber or not? In general, because Hashem really knows what's going on with the person and not us, and we should have humility in general for everyone, because we can really learn from everybody, as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos teaches us. But who is wise? Someone who learns from everybody, because there is something to learn from everybody. And we should make sure that even if you see success in Torah study, don't become arrogant, according to Rav Yonah, because it goes without saying that one shouldn't boast about any of his gains and accomplishments, because it really all comes from Hashem. The seichel and the ability, the qualities that you're given all come from Hashem. So who are you to boast about anything? Should a ship say that they're a great ship sailing on the seas because they did anything? No, somebody built the ship and figured out the angles to go on the water. So to us, we were made by Hashem, so he's the only one who designed us, and all of everything comes from him. If you should neglect Torah, you'll be confronted by many neglects. If one ignores the mission's opening directive and neglects the study of Torah on account of his business affairs, he'll be punished measure for measure. He'll see an increase in his everyday concerns and demands, which will further distract him from learning Torah. Even if he later decides to study Torah, he'll be so preoccupied attending to his ever-increasing burden of responsibilities that he will be prevented from doing so. And that's from Rav Rambam, Magen Avos Sforno, Tiferes Yisrael. And as a result, he'll be ineligible to receive the reward for Torah study, as Rashi explains. And Rav Yonah and Rav render Yishlacha B'telem Harbi Kenegdach as many idle things that will confront you, referring to the wicked men and to wild animals who are not involved in any positive activity. God employs these beings as agents to punish one for neglecting Torah study, because he doesn't want to mete out punishment directly. And that's the idea of measure for measure. Again, if you figure out time to learn, Hashem will make sure to have time for it. But if you neglect it, then there'll be many things given to you to have to cause yourself to have less time to do it. But if you labor in the Torah, he'll give ample reward. If one fulfills Rav Meir's first teaching, minimizes his business activities, he can make Torah studies primary occupation. His reward, in addition to the reward in the afterlife, is that he will find it easier to earn a living, will not be bothered by other concerns. Either his work is performed by others, allowing devotion more to Torah, or by performing a minimal of work, he'll achieve great prosperity and success, leaving him plenty of time for Torah study. And these two were from Tiferes Yisrael and Brachos and Sephorno. And Rav Yonah and Rav observed that unlike the punishment for neglecting Torah study, which as they explain above is meted out through intermediaries, the reward for toiling in Torah is given by God himself. So make sure to reward yourself by doing good Torah, and join us next time as we talk about getting mitzvos as advocates here on the PAL with Reb T.